I want to share something with you from God's Word. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5 says, "The aim of our charge is love that issues from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith." You see, the aim that Paul is talking about is love. Love first for God and then second for others, for neighbor. But he tells us that three things are specific to this love: a pure heart, a good conscience, and a sincere faith. Now, all three of those are established upon what Paul calls sound doctrine just before this. Here's the point. You see, we cannot pick and choose what we want to believe about God or His truth. But love will naturally flow from us, love for Him and love for others, when we are concerned with His truth. It's only then that we will have a pure heart with the kinds of motives that are pleasing to God. It's only then that we will have a good conscience, having the kind of integrity that we're called to have. And finally, it's only then that we will have the sincere faith, which is an authenticity and a genuineness as Jesus' disciple. He goes on to say that those who swerve from these things, they wander off into vain discussion, saying things with a confident mindset, but truly don't understand what they're saying. So-called teachers who do this will veer down one of two paths. First, a Pharisaical and legalistic approach to following Jesus, or the second path, a cheap grace theology that embraces the world's way of living, both of which lead people astray. Sound doctrine matters, and because it matters, it's the only way to have the aim of love. Until next time, let brotherly love continue.